All right, this may be the last Mishmar of the Zman. Okay, let's go. You guys are heroes. You made it.
Let's do this.
All right. Yes.
We have to finish line up. Let's go.
Yeah, the finish line. All right, we're going to discuss a pasuk in this week's parsha. This week's parsha is Kisisa. We have a pasuk that says, Lo yisishchat al charmeth dam zivchi. All right, it's going to be a brisker shiur. We're going to talk about karbanos. All right, you ready? The pasuk says, you are not allowed to shecht the karmen Pesach if you have chametz. Okay, you cannot shecht, again, let's remember, the Karban Pesach is brought the day before Pesach, on Yud Dalid Nisan. This year will be on Shabbos. Mishnah will bring the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, Yud Dalid Nisan.
Wait, I don't have a question.
And I didn't ask any questions yet. And you're allowed, you're not allowed to have chametz when you bring the Karban Pesach. And it's fascinating, the Gemara is in Pesachim, Daf Samach Gimel, says, not the one who shechts it, the one who sprinkles the blood, the one who burns it, and the whole chabura, whoever is part of this Karban Pesach, none of them are allowed to have chametz at the time that this karban is being brought. That is a pasuk in this week's parsha. Lo, sishchat chametz dam zivchi. I'm going to put on the table 7 different interesting shailas in this sugya, and we'll try to weave it all together. First shaila is, this is not the first time that the Torah spoke about this Avera. A few parshas ago, in Parshas Mishpatim, it's the same pasuk, more or less. The pasuk says, in Parshas Mishpatim, Loi sizbak al chametz dam zivchi. You're not allowed to shecht the Shvarim Karim Pesach on chametz. So we have, question number one is, we have 2 times, pretty much the identical pasuk, saying you're not allowed to shecht the Karim Pesach if you own chametz, if you're in possession of chametz. Why is the Torah telling us the same Avera 2 times? Okay, 1 question on the table. Now, definitely related to that is, if you look at Rashi,
they repeat all of the stuff.
It does, but why the Gemara doesn't highlight this repetition? And why would it do? There's always a reason. It's not stop. So we want to figure out the reason. The Gemara doesn't discuss it, and we got to figure out why. Second question is, if you look at Rashi and the Targum Yonis and Menuziel in both these psukim, they say different things. They each change their pshatim. Rashi, in one time, discusses shechita and zrika, and the other time, he discusses destroying chametz. I'll read it later, but Rashi and the Targum Yonasan, in both places, even though it's identical psukim, they each are saying something different. Okay, that's a question number 2. Why are they saying something? What are they saying? We'll read it inside soon. A third question is, I mentioned next month, I think we're going to be learning the first parak of psachim. After Machaneh, on Daf Hey in Psachim, the Gemara brings this pasuk as the source that you're not allowed to have, that you're supposed to destroy your chametz erev Pesach, right? Halacha Maisa, this is not Halacha Maisa here, but Halacha Maisa, right? You're supposed to get rid of your chametz by the end of the 5th hour, the end of the 6th hour on erev Pesach, right? That's what we do, Bittul, by the end of the 5th hour. We're supposed to destroy your chametz midaraisa from the 6th hour and on. It's learned out from this pasuk. The Gemara in Daf Hey brings this pasuk from our parsha. The Achrayim asks, why is the Gemara bringing this pasuk? This is the second pasuk. It should have brought the pasuk in Parsha Mishpatim. So we have 2 identical pasukim. Why does the Torah say 2 identical pasukim? Why does Rashi and Tanya Yonason say different things on those both pasukim? And why does the Gemara in Daf Hey bring the second pasuk in the Torah and not the first one? Okay, so those are 3 interesting questions. Now we're going to get to a major shaila, which is, let's say you do the Avera. Let's say you shecht the Karban Pesach, and you were in possession of chametz. Is the Karban kosher or not?
Yes.
Kobe Paskins, yes. Anyone agree with him or disagree with him? This question, Taisus and Psachim and Taisus and Temura, asked this question. Why?
You knew about it.
No. Ooh, now you changed his mind. Okay, so you owned chametz at the time that you brought the carbon, and you still brought the carbon. Is it a kosher carbon, or is it not a kosher carbon? Taisus and Psachim Samach Gimel and Tzmur Daf Dalet asked this question, and Paskins both times, like Kobe's first psak, which is, you are Yotzi, the carbon is kosher.
Okay, that is. So what's the point of?
Oh, there you go. I'm getting a second.
What's the point of saying the whole thing that you can do karma stuff if you have?
There is an avera.
Yes, sir.
I'll explain. Listen, you give me 5 minutes. I'm going to give you the shot. You ready? The Gemara says the Taisus asks, Taisus asks, why is it kosher? Maybe it should be pasul. Taisus has a principle, which is very important to remember, which is, in kachim, when you guys graduate and go to brisk, remember, or when you learn kachim over here, remember, if there's a rule in kachim, if you do not, Sachin next night. We did actually. We did Tam Nishcha. We did that a few years ago. There is a rule. Tam Nishcha. This is Taisa Tam Nishcha actually. There's a rule in Kachim. If the Torah does not say something twice, it's not Ma'akid. The Lashon is only by Kachim. It's called Shana Alav Akasav La'akid. If the Torah doesn't repeat it, it's not Ma'akid. Only if the Torah repeats it is a Ma'akid. Zak Taisvis. You're Mechang to Masha. 1 minute. Zak Taisvis. Taisa says, if you bring the carbon Pesach and you own chametz, the carbon is kosher because the Torah did not repeat it. It was not shana alav hakasav la'akev. That's Taisa in Pesachim. If you don't believe me, here are the words of the Holy Taisa. Oyem eriva, the Pesach kosher, the halo shana alav hakasav la'akev. Because the Torah did not repeat it. Frek the Marsha. I don't understand. The Torah does repeat it. The Torah twice, Parsha Mishpatim and Parsha Kisisa, does repeat the Aveira of Shechting Karm Pesach. This is my Shah's Kasha on Taisis. Okay, so we have that. We'll put it on the table. That's question number 4. Question number 5 is, I believe this is what Max is asking. Okay, let's put Taisis aside. Taisis says it's kosher, it's kosher. And there's a Yushalmi that Darshan's the Pasek, it's kosher. This carbon is going to be kosher. What about mitzvah habav avera? We have a concept that if you do mitzvahs and it was through averas, you're not yotze. An example is you steal matzah and you eat the matzah, you're not yotze. You steal your lulav. Oh, nice. What are you saying?
It happens to be when you do the mitzvah, the avera happens. That's through the
avera. Very good, very good, very good.
It's all one part of bringing.
Nah. So Max argues on you.
Then you poke someone while you're shaking the lulav.
Nice.
That's the minute, Rebbe.
Yeah. Stealing matzahs is like putting on your towel.
Great. So that fikayam, maybe I'm wrong, but the Achronim for sure asked this question and they discussed similar ideas of what you're saying, which is here's the chat: mitzvah haba be'avera or avera haba the mitzvah. Meaning, here's the chat. Normally, like the example I'm giving, when you steal a lulav, you steal matzah. The only way I was able to do the mitzvah was through doing the aveir. Had I not stolen the matzah or stolen the lulav, I wouldn't have matzah or lulav to be yotze with. So the mitzvah came about through the aveir. Over here, what's happening over here? By me doing the mitzvah of bringing karban Pesach, I now have done an aveira. Now, it's simultaneous. So it's not exactly like poking someone in the head, but it is simultaneous. The second that I have my mitzvah karm Pesach, I have my avera of owning the chametz. So that is a geshmak answer. I like it very much. We may say another one at the end. But what?
The avera should have been happening when you were supposed to burn your chametz 6 hours ago.
It's a good question. It's not. I don't have to burn it 6 hours ago. There's a mitzvah. We're talking about Erev Pesach, not Pesach yet.
There's a mitzvah
to destroy my chametz. There's no avir, there's no bai rabbi matzah according to Rabbi Shainim yet. There's a mitzvah to destroy my chametz. What? It's the derisa asay of Teshbisu. Okay, but so this was question number, I think it was 5. 1 minute, I think it was 5. Why say it twice? Why is Rashi and Yonasan say different things? Why is Daf Hey bring the second pasuk, not the first pasuk? Is the carbon kosher or not? Taisa says it is because it doesn't say it twice, but it does. And the fifth question was, what about mitzvah b'aveira, which we have a very good answer on the table already. May I'll say another one at the end, but it's a great question. It's a great answer. Question number 6 and 7 is, let's say you do this aveira. Do you get malchus for it?
Yes.
Kobe Paskins, yes. Now, Kobe is, he's a quick guy. He's a quick shooter. What?
1 minute. Where's the
maisa?
There's no
maisa. Ah. Fretis Fasemez, question. Kobe, where's the maisa? Where's the maisa?
Yeah,
so let me read you.
The whole thing, the mitzvah, like Max saying, the mitzvah Bava Vera, Karm Pinzach is the mice of me doing it.
Karm Pinzach is me
causing Royce along this stuff.
He's telling. The mice are telling along this.
Wow, now, Royce along this.
Let me read you a chinuch.
Wow.
It's a very, the Rambam may also hold like this. I'm going to read you. One second, I'm going to read you this chinuch. Just listen to the chinuch and then we can fight about it.
Yeah,
the chinuch says, Ha'oyver Allah. Someone who is over on this, v'heniach midaitei kizayis chametz, and he leaves over kizayis chametz b'rishusai b'shas hakrivasai. He left over chametz at the time that he was bringing the carbon. Listen to these following words: echad shoychet, whether you shechted it, o zorek, you spring the blood, o matre murim, or you burn the limbs, I afilu echad mibnei chabura. Or anyone that is subscribed, that is part of this chabura, and they own chametz, b'achilas loike, the chinuch paskens malchus, the mitzvah paskens v'dayik. Who's getting malchus here? Everybody. Listen to this. The guy, I want to focus on two people. This is focused on this guy who shechted it, and the guy who's sitting at home. Let me explain. It's tricky. Let me just make sure we understand the facts, then we can fight about the lamdas, okay? Let me tell you the facts, and then we're going to discuss the lamdas. So here are the facts, okay? I'm focusing on these two facts. Someone who shechts the carbon, and he owns chametz at the time that he shechted it, he gets malchus. Someone is home, and has chametz in his house, and that carbon pesach is being brought for him. Again, he's home, in his house, carbon pesach is being brought for him, and the kayanim bring the carbon mitzvah mikdash, he also gets malchus.
Does he know?
He knows. He knows everything. He gets malchus. There was Aden, there was Hasra. They came knocking on his door. Is your carbon being brought now? Yes, it is. Do you have chametz in your house? Yes, I do. You're going to get malchus. I don't care. Boom. He gets malchus. Why does he get malchus? Fred is fast MS. Fact is fast MS. There's no mice here. So on the shochet, we could ask on the shochet. Now the shochet did an act of shechita, but the avera isn't shechita per se. The avera is owning chametz at the time of shechita. Is that the avera? We need to understand that. But that we could deal with. But what about the guy sleeping in his bed, or he's awake, he knows what's happening. He did nothing. He just happens to own chametz when the carbon being brought for him. The chinuch says malchus. Tisus argues and says no way. No malchus, no maisa. So SMS asks, what's going on in the chinuch? The mechas chinuch asks. Okay, that's question number six. We'll end off the seventh question is, perhaps one of the juiciest ones, which is, what about this following case? The Magen Avraham and the Slach, Paskin, that this is the following case. You're going to bring the Karim Pesach. It is Yud Dalet in the afternoon. You're going to bring the Karim Pesach, and you're about to get to the Beis HaMikdash, and you realize you forgot the Hamantashen under the dining room table. You own Chametz. It's too late to do Bittul. It's too late. You cannot do Bittul at the sixth hour. You own Chametz. You're in the door, the Azara, about to walk in with your sheep. You just carry on your shoulder. There is not enough time to go home and come back. You have a decision to make. Do you go home, destroy the chametz, and not bring the Karim Pesach? That means that your Seder, you will be the only one eating matzah and no meat by your Seder. Do you go home and destroy the chametz? Or do you bring the Karim Pesach knowing that you have chametz in your house? Zak Mach, do we apply Asay Docha Los Asay? Do we apply Asay Docha? One second, Kobe. Does anyone hear the question? Do you apply Asay Docha Los Asay? The Tzlach and the Magen Avraham Paskin, go home. Do not bring the carbon Pesach. One minute. You're barfing around all your smack along. But listen to what I'm talking about there. Okay, listen. The Magen Avraham Tzlach Paskin, go home. Do not bring the carbon Pesach. The Evan Ha'ezer. The Evan Ha'ezer can be found in the back of Shulchan Aruch. Argues the Magen Avraham and says, no, bring the carbon Pesach. I don't care about your chametz in your house. You have an assay, which is kares. The carbon Pesach is a super duper heavy assay. There are only two assays that carry the punishment of kares. What's the other one? What's the second assay that also carries the punishment of kares? Mila, right? Bris Mila, someone who does not get a Bris Mila is also chayav kares. Only Karis and Pesach are heavy duty. So listen, The Ebenezer says, because Karis, because Karim Pesach is so important, you bring the Karim Pesach and forget about the Chametz. Yes, Dovi.
Why doesn't he just make himself Tameh and then he'll be able to bring around Pesach Sheni?
You can make yourself Tameh, but listen, you want to bring the Karim Pesach. And you want to do what's right. But wait, my friend. The Ebenezer says you don't need to make yourself Tameh. You can go ahead and bring this even though you're not Tameh. So Dovi had according to the Magen Avraham and the Tzlach that say, go home. Dovi asking, will he have a Pesach Sheni? He's not Tameh. Let's say he didn't do Dovi's trick. He's not Tameh, and he's not what's called Derech HaChayka. He's right here. Will he have? So he's an Einus. There's a Shaila. Does an Einus get Pesach Sheni?
Why is he an Einus?
What? He's an Einus because he can't bring Karim Pesach now because he got to go home. What? Okay, good question. We're going to put that aside for Dovi. It's a great question. Great question, okay? So now, we have on the table here 7 different questions. Do we apply Aseh Docha Lo Tzeh? Do we not apply Aseh Docha Lo Tzeh? What the Tzlach says, listen to the lemmas of the Tzlach. Wow. Okay, we're going to have to be here for a while. Well, we're not. But we're going to have to speed this up. So now, the Tzlach says super duper lemmas to remember your whole lives. Aseh Docha Lo Tzeh is only when it's two random Aseh's and Lo Tzeh's. Like, no shaches to each other. Like, shatness and tzitzis. They have nothing to do with each other, be'etzem. Wow. Happens to be, you can have a meeting where they come and confront each other. Then we say the assay pushes out the losay. But where the assay and the losay are together, they were said together, then we do not apply to the losay like this. What was the losay over here? Don't shech the car and face up when you have chametz. So we can't say, oh, the assay is going to push off the losay. What do you mean? The losay was talking to this assay. The Los Asay was talking to this Asay. The Los Asay said, do not bring a Karim Pesach when you have Chametz. So Zat Tzlach, it's impossible to say the Asay Docha Lo Tzeh. That is the Yisrael of the Tzlach, okay? We're going to see if anyone can argue on that. But that's what Tzlach says, the Ebenezer argues. Now, we have on the table our 7 questions. I'm going to give you a Hakira, a Barisker Hakira, from a big Rashiva and Beis HaTalmud in America. His name was Reb Leib Malin. Zatzal. Reb Leib Malin, in his Sefer Kedushei Raya Leib, a 2-volume Sefer in Shas, he has his Chakira in this Sugya. And this Chakira opens up the whole Sugya. And through this, we can start understanding a lot more. He says like this. What is the pshat in this Aver? From our parsha, Lo Tishchat Chametz, Adam Zechid. You do not shech the Karim Pesach when you have Chametz. Is it a halacha in Karim Pesach? Or is it halacha in chametz? I'll show you what that means. Is there a halacha that you're not allowed to shech the Karim Pesach? For example, you can't shech the Karim Pesach at night. You can't shech the Karim Pesach if you're tamei. You also, it's halacha in the carbon. You're not allowed to shech the Karim Pesach if you own chametz or anyone in the group owns chametz.
What's the question then?
It's a halacha in Karim Pesach. That's one side. The other side is no. It's a halacha in chametz, which is the same way you can't own chametz on Pesach, you can't own chametz at the time that you bring the karban. It's not halacha in the karban. It's halacha in a new zman of tashbisu. A new zman of you can't own chametz. So is it a halacha in the karban? You can't bring a karban if you own chametz. Or it's halacha in chametz. You can't own chametz at the time that you are bringing your carbon. This is the Chakira of Reb Leib Malin. Before we get to plug it in, just easy nafkaminas. A geshmaka nafkamina is, would it apply by Pesach Sheni? Are you allowed to own chametz at Pesach Sheni? If it's halacha in the carbon Pesach, maybe you can't own chametz at the time you bring carbon Pesach Sheni. The Gemara in Pesach and Daksadik, hey, Claire Zashayla. Can you own chametz? If it's halacha in Isser chametz, well, there's no Isser Chametz at all Pesach any time, so why would it be relevant? That seems to be more inclined that's halacha in the carbon. Another nafkamina, this is the Michas Chinuch, it's fascinating. Let's say you bring the carbon Pesach after Pesach. Now, how do you do that? You did the schita, you did everything on Pesach, on the right day, but you just left, the limbs, you left the emurim on the mizbeach, you never burnt them. For whatever reason, you just left them there. You're allowed to burn them a week later. Can you own chametz a week later? If it's halacha in the carbon, then you can't. If it's a halacha in chametz, well then there's no isef chametz. Okay, this is
the
shechita. Yeah, but the Gemara Darshan is going on the zrika and the haktara also. That we all agree. Let's say you bought chametz by the haktara, you're also over this. Yeah.
Is it both?
Oh yes, Kobe. Like you own the shia, okay? Yeah. Yes. Yes. Why? Yes. Why? Yes means you're right. Yes.
If it has to on the cover, does it make the this kind of own comments I say?
Very good. It's a los assay telling you, no, it's telling you cannot own chametz when you bring a carbon. It'll be a los assay of owning chametz time you bring a carbon. Okay? This is the chakira from a blade with a lot of nachaminas. Let's just plug them in and try to answer our shayas with this chakira. Zakobi, I have a great pshat for you. There are two psukim in the Torah. One in Mishpatim. One Kisisa. Perhaps, this is what Usher would call Tayridik, but perhaps these two psukim are referring to both these two dinim. One pasuk is referring to halacha in carbon, and one of them is the halacha in chametz. If you look at Rashi and the Targum Yonason, they both change the pshatim. One time, Rashi mentions chametz and beer chametz. One time he just mentioned shechita, zrika, haktara. The Targum Yonason one time just translates the pasuk. The other time talks about bitul chametz. It's very mashma. By the way, a lot of this, most of this is from the Chabad Tzelz HaSharon, which is the photocopy is from. So he wants to say that perhaps there are two psukim, these are the two dinim, and that's why Rashi, and that's where Targum Yonason switched the pshatim in each of the pasuk with a little knetch. And that would be an answer why Daf Hey is discussing the Isser of Chametz. The Gemara on Daf Hey, we'll get there, is discussing when you're not allowed to own Chametz. And it brings a second Pasuk. The Targum Yonason on the second Pasuk says, Lo sichsun kadam ad la tzevatlun. The Targum Yonason on the second Pasuk talks about bitul Chametz, talks about destroying Chametz. Mashmat halacha in the Chametz. And that would be why the Gemara in Daf Hey only brought the second pasuk, not the first pasuk. Okay, that's nice. Now we get into the lumdus part. All right, so we had four other lumdus of Shailu. Okay, those are the first three: two psukim, two dinim. Rashi, Targum Yonason, two different psukim, two different halachas. Why the Gemara in Daf Hey only second pasuk? Good. That takes care of those three Shailas. We now have the other four really to discuss, which is like this. Yeah, is the carbon kosher or not? So Tysus asked this question. Tysus asked, is the carbon kosher or not kosher? What did Tysus say? The Torah doesn't repeat itself. And if the Torah doesn't repeat itself, then it's kosher. Now, in fact, in my show, what do you mean the Torah repeated itself? Said it twice, two times. Zatkovi, what do you mean? It may look like it repeated itself, but it really didn't. And let's get a little deeper than that, which is, if it's a halacha in the chametz, okay? Let's say it's a halacha in chametz. You cannot own chametz. You cannot own chametz if, at the time you bring the carbon. Would that be a reason to pass the carbon? Just think in svar for a minute. Is there a svar to say that I can't own, Rashi says no, and I agree. We agree. It can't be that you, because it's a halacha in chametz, it's going to affect my carbon, right? If I am smoking on Shabbos and I make Kiddush at the same time, I'm not Yotze Kiddush, what does one have to do with the other? So the pasuk that discusses the Isser of Chametz for sure will have no relevance to pasul the carbon, not a chance. That leaves us with one pasuk. The other pasuk that says, do not own Chametz, halacha in the carbon, you cannot shecht, you cannot bring a carbon when you own Chametz. Oh, then we could hear, maybe, if the Torah says, don't shecht, and I do shecht, then we could hear, you know what, maybe you should not be yotze the carbon, and that says it's chiddush, but there's only one pasuk, not two. And based on this, there actually is only one pasuk, not two. But it's a little bit deeper. It's not just one, two. There's one pasuk that was even shaykh to the shayla. There's one pasuk that says, do not bring a carbon pesach, halach on the carbon. That could have pasled it. And lemaisa, we're saying it does not pasle it. Good. That's gishmak. Now, what about Malkus? Okay, this is a little bit trickier. Malkus. So if you say the Isser is don't own Chametz, at the time of being the carbon. The Isser is the Oni of the Chametz. That's a Lashem and Maisa. There's no Maisa there. There's no Maisa of Oni Chametz. Right? There's a discussion if you buy Chametz, maybe that's a Maisa buying, but that we'll put aside. The Oni of Chametz is not. So if the as far as that Isser, for sure there's no Machlokes. But there's another Isser. Based on what we're saying is, that Halacha and bringing the Karban Pesach. The Isser is Hakravas HaKarban. You cannot bring a Karban Pesach when you own Chametz. And therefore, Mr. Shochet first. The guy who shechs the carbon, he is doing a Maisa Isser of Akravas HaKarban when he's bringing the Pesach. To them, for him, for sure he gets Malkus. Here we get the fancy schmancy Lumdus. What about the guy at home? The Chinuch and perhaps the Rambam holds. The guy at home also gets Malkus. Now, how is he getting Malkus? How is he getting Malkus? Okay?
He's a chef.
Okay, great. Now, you're right, but that's opening trouble. Let's explain, okay? Rabbi Edelman, here we go. So here's what's happening over here. Nice. You guys are good. So here's what's happening over here, but let's walk it through. Geschmack, okay? The guy's at home and he owns Chametz. And he knows it's now 2 in the afternoon. I own Chametz. My shliach, the Kayin, is bringing my carbon Pesach. I'm getting the mitzvah. He's my shliach to do a mitzvah for me. He's doing a mitzvah for me. It's a shliach for a mitzvah.
What is
a shliach? He's a shliach for a mitzvah for me to bring my carbon. Now, it's as if I shechted it. Shluchas on the Kamozo actually learned from carbon Pesach. It's as if I shechted it. So here we have where he's a shliach for the mitzvah, and he's doing a mitzvah for me, and it's like I shechted. Shluchas on the Kamozo. Happens to be, I am the one that's the dope. I am the one that's owning Chametz at this time. Should I? Yeah. Is that considered? 1 minute. I got to finish in 2 minutes. We're going to talk in 3 minutes. Is that considered my Maisa? Very possibly, the Chinuch will say, because the Isser is a Kravis a Karvin, and he's doing that for me. So I have a Shliach for that Kravis a Karvin. And rather, I own the chametz, but the Maisa Avera is the bringing of the carbon. And he's my shliach, because that's a mitzvah. Perhaps we could say, Shluch Shalom Kamoso on the mitzvah. So it's my mitzvah, and that would be my Maisa Avera, because I'm the one that's owning the chametz at the time. Perhaps. Something to chew on. Last thing was, what about Asei Dochalosa say? Asei Dochalosa say. So we discussed, the Slach says that we do not say Asei Dochalosa say over here, and therefore, if you have chametz at home, go home, don't bring your carbon. The Evan Ha'ezer in the back of the Shulchan Aruch says, bring the carbon Pesach. What's the pshat? Very possibly, they're arguing about this Chakira. I'll explain like this. The Tzlach says the Yisoid, which is, whenever there is a Los Asay said on that Asay, we never push off the Los Asay. So if the Los Asay was said on the Karban Pesach, bring the Karban Pesach, but don't bring the Chametz. So you can't push off that Los Asay. You can't say Karban Pesach pushes that off. If you learn Zalacha in the Karban, so then the Tzlach is right. Zalacha in the Karban, the Asay of Karban can't push off the Los Asay of a Karban because the Los Asay was said over here. The Los Asay said, do not bring me when you have Chametz. But maybe the Evan Ezer holds the other side, which we'll have to deal with everything else. Maybe the Evan Ezer will hold. It's not Halacha in Karban. It's Halacha in Tashbisu. It's Halacha in you just can't own Chametz. And therefore, the Asay and the Los Asay have nothing to do with each other. It was not Asay said on the Karban, and therefore the Asay of Pesach could push off, the Asay of Pesach could push off the Los Asay, which is just don't own Chametz at the time bring Karban. My man, that is a geshmak of pshat. And just the last thing was mitzvah of Avera. So you guys had a very good answer before. I just add on another answer. Rav Shach has a yesoid in mitzvah of Avera, which is it's only halacha in the chetzah. It's not halacha in the kiyam, in the maisa gavra. So perhaps over here, the shayla wouldn't even get off the ground. The Avera here, the carbon is a fine carbon. The Avera is in the gavra. The gavra is owning something at the time. Perhaps Mitzvah Aveh wouldn't be relevant. That's a wrap. Have a good night.